All right, Ben was going to describe some work to us.
So as per our previous conversation, with this project, we invited Philip von Zweck to solicit various artists to present work for him to photocopy upon request and give away for free. So essentially, like bootlegs, but what is the word? Not illicit, but like approved bootlegs of people's work. And then he numbers each one, and the edition then becomes his artwork and is limited to however many number he gives away during the fair.
So it's an authenticized rendition of an appropriation of an original art that's been licensed to be appropriate.
That is a mouthful.
Reproduced only the amount of times that it's actually officially acknowledged to have been reproduced.
So as per our previous conversation, like just watching people select work for this, there's basically three criteria that I've noticed that people will go by. One, if they know the artist, they'll just go by name and they'll pick the person and so be it. So that kind of goes with the whole like artist as a whole, like that's what people are interested in. Other people will select pieces that they generally like, that they think that they're compelled by the image. And so those are the people that they fall in love with something and they have to have it and they want to develop a relationship with that piece. Equally valid, totally fine. Then there's a third group of people that will make a selection such as this Chris Voorhees piece of plywood because they want to see what that looks like photocopied. Uh-huh. So that's almost like the craft side. So there's like three things that come into play, and all of them are valid on different levels. So like there's no right or wrong in the end. It's just how you approach the act of buying art.
But then nobody's buying, you're giving it away.
Of course, yeah. None of these things are for sale. You couldn't buy any of these if you wanted to. That's not part of the project.
That's like our radio station.
Yeah.
So are people mystified by what you're doing?
People are responding very well. Everyone loves it. It's what's most interesting. I mean, in addition to seeing which is the most popular, the other thing that's very interesting is that when people realize that they can have more than one, like they're always like very much involved and nerve-wracked by the choice. Like, oh, which one am I going to choose? Then as soon as you tell them they can have more than one, then it becomes even more nerve-wracking because then like they're like, okay, well, but now I can have this and I can have this, but like, it's just fascinating.
You think it's a moral confrontation of whether they can ask you for all?
I think so. Absolutely.
Can I have one of all?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You can have them all, but you have to actually stand here and wait for them all to be produced.
What else am I doing?
Because that's part of the whole process.
I was watching you yesterday and I wondered what you were doing.
Right.
We've
gone through three photocopiers.
Wow.
In the process of this.
They've burned out?
Yeah, with the exception of this new one, the other ones we're using were these vintage photocopiers, which when they were working also became almost like this performance because it would move back and forth and some of the images the machine has a harder time reading. So there were some prints that took as long as, like, I would say 3 minutes, which isn't an enormous amount of time, but it's a long amount of time to like sit there and wait. I don't even think they're 10 years old. I think they're probably all post 2000.
The other issue here is the decision issue of which one people choose. And I was wondering if people engage the art at all cerebrally, not just aesthetically, and wonder which is the most interesting in terms of what the artist is trying to actually say. So, I mean, these pieces of art, I assume, are laden with meaning from the individual artist.
I think that kind of goes in with the aesthetic
choice.
What they like.
Right. Because you can like things both conceptually and visually. I think those are
two sides
of the same coin.
A successful piece of art actually conveys what it means both
in both ways.
Both ways. But so many artists are so complicated, it's very hard to understand what they're talking about unless they tell you.
Right. No, I think that you always learn more from having conversations with the artist.
Right.
Hopefully the piece will provide you with some sort of hook to draw you in as well?
Such as the mirror?
The mirror is an interesting piece. This is Brian Taylor. This piece would be vastly more successful in a colder climate. You are supposed to take the mirror and breathe on it and then put it on the photocopy machine in this 97 degree room.
There's no moisture.
Condensation doesn't last so long. So it's ultimately a black obelisk. But it's a great piece conceptually.
Thank you very much for talking
sure,
with us.
My pleasure.
Okay. Thank you.
Enjoy the fair.